you've gotten the warning from TSA tonight, you can expect pre-pandemic crowds at Reagan National Dulles and BWI Marshall Airports. So the advice next week for Thanksgiving is to arrive 2 hours before your flight. For other ways to get ready for holiday travel, we speak with Google tech expert Marley McAlilly.
As we see a lot more people traveling this Thanksgiving season, we're seeing a lot more air travel in particular compared to the past couple years. So we've seen from the data that actually 9 p.m. on Saturday is the least busy time at the airport. So if you're planning a trip, great if you can get to the airport in the evening hours. Another great tool we have with Google Maps is that you can actually see what time you need to leave in order to arrive on time to your destination. And with holiday traffic being so unpredictable, you can ensure you're getting to places on time by getting your driving directions on Google Maps and making sure you set the arrive by time to see how much time you'll need ahead of time to get to your destination.
Do you have anything to add about driving in particular?
Yes, so we have really great feature to help you save money. The new eco-friendly routing, you can now see and choose from the most fuel-efficient route to your destination. So when you're searching the route to your final destination, you'll not only see the most quick routes, but also the routes that are the most fuel-efficient, which will help you save money on gas. You can also do a quick search for gas prices via Google Maps, and you'll see the prices for stations nearby, so you can pick the cheapest one and plan accordingly.
Even if you're staying at home this holiday, you can waste countless hours at a busy supermarket, a shopping mall, even the post office. Is there a best time of day to get in and out of these places quickly?
Yes. For shopping centers, the least busy times are 8 p.m. on Tuesdays. And for post offices, the least busy times are 2 p.m. on Saturdays.
You know, we're fast approaching 2 years under this pandemic. How is that showing up in the numbers that you guys are processing at Google?
So we've seen the numbers and the data, and it looks like this year the number of Americans traveling during the holidays has shot up, with more than half of Americans planning holiday trips. Whereas in a typical year, roughly one-third of Americans travel during the holidays.
Is there one more thing you'd like to add?
Yeah, another great feature for avoiding crowds this holiday season, which I know is top of mind, is that you can see live busyness trends from public and commercial places in your area, like stores, restaurants, parks, and cafes. So before heading to a destination, you can check and scroll down to see what the live busyness is looking like. You can also see area busyness, which is just launched ahead of the holidays. So you can look at specific areas, such as neighborhoods or a group of streets, and you can see if they're more busy than usual. So you can help plan out your trips accordingly as well.
Google tech expert Marley McAlilly there, hoping to help us avoid at least a few of the holiday crowds this week and next.